You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Who is the best team in the AL West? I don't know the answer to that, and I don't think anybody else knows, but let's talk about the Texas Rangers a little bit. I'm Allison Sutter, and I'm here with Richard Justice, one of our esteemed columnists who lives in Texas. So, Richard, you should know everything going on with this team. And the first thing I want to talk about is Derek Holland. I talk about Derek Holland with T.R. Sullivan all the time. I see him as like the sort of X factor. Like, if he has a good year, I think the Rangers are going to have a good year. But if he struggles, I think it's going to be difficult for them. Do you agree with that? I mean, he had a very good outing in his last one versus the Angels, so that's a pretty good sign.
I do agree with that. And as we're recording this, the Rangers are tied with the White Sox for the best rotation in the American League. And who would have thought that? So you look at it. I mean, I think you could say Derek Holland was the key to the whole season. If he was healthy, we knew he'd be productive. So you insert him in there with Darvish, who will be back, who's supposed to make his next rehab start this week and has looked great, and Cole Hamels, who's pretty much a proven commodity. Colby Lewis and Martin Perez have been more impressive than they thought. The Rangers are third in the American League in runs. Their bullpen's been bad. They've been careless on the bases. But if you told them on opening day, look, boys, at the end of a month, you're going to be tied for the best ERA among starting pitching in baseball, you'll take that because you can figure out they have a deep farm system. If they have to go get relievers the way they did last year, they can go do that. And I think we all feel like they're going to score runs.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at you, Darvish, and he's coming back soon, and this is like the Rangers being able to make a midseason acquisition for a Cy Young caliber pitcher without having to give up anything to get him. Like, that can't be anything but good for this team.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly the way they looked at it. You know, it's funny the way John Daniels has such a vision. It's not funny. It's admirable the way he has such a vision for his rotation. When he made the trade for Hamels, he also got Diekman. But when he made the trade for Hamels, he knew he had control of them for a couple of years. And so he could fit in there. He envisioned on the moment he made that trade, he said, look, we could be good enough to win a World Series in 2015. But next year in September, if we look up and Holland and Darvish and Hamels are rolling out quality starts, we're going to be pretty tough to beat in October.
So now that you've said this wonderful things about this rotation being like the best along with the White Sox, now I'm looking at the 15-13 record and I'm like, oh my God, why aren't they better? So we know why. Okay, so you just tweeted out a very interesting statistic. The Astros have made 9 outs on the bases. The MLB average is 10. And the Rangers are number one with 17. So you said they've been careless on the base side. That's really careless. That has to be a little bit of a concern. Are these guys, their heads not in the game?
I think sometimes Elvis Andrus has made 4 of them, and I think he's an aggressive guy who sometimes lets his judgment and his ambition to get to the next base get screwed up. We've seen it here in Houston with Carlos Gomez and Jose Altuve each get thrown out 3 times. You know, at the end of the day, I don't worry about that stuff. I think when you have a club, you have Beltre, you have Chu, and you have a couple of kids in there, Mazar and Odor, I think the kids are going to make mistakes, but I think at the end of the day, the veterans. Look, Adrian Beltre might be the most respected baseball player in the major leagues, and I think they're going to take care of that. It always comes back to, is Yu Darvish going to be okay? Is Derek Holland going to be okay? And are we not going to be decimated by injuries because we know we're going to score enough runs? I, nothing is guaranteed. Seattle is a good club, and Oakland has pitching, and I think we all think the Astros have too much talent not to make a run. So you can still make a case for other teams. But as we're sitting here today, there's nobody that's feeling more optimism than the Texas Rangers, because they're going into the season, their only concern was the starting rotation. Is Holland going to be able to take the mound? Is Darvish going to actually come back and pitch in the second half of the season? If the answers to both those questions were yes, they're thinking, okay, we're going to be playing some October ball. And if they're not, they're thinking, whoa, it's not going to, it has a chance to get ugly.
So the bullpen, we could see maybe they're having some trouble. So I was reading one of the stories. They have, talking about the walk-off losses on the road, which is the only way you can lose a game on a walk-off is on the road. So 5 in 13 games. So that's, Can that be demoralizing? Like, if I mean, of course, if it keeps happening, then it will mean they're going to drop in the standings. Those are really tough ways to lose games. Can that affect a team this early in the season?
I'm not sure it affects a veteran team, but I think you have to put everything in context. They lost Wednesday in Toronto, basically because they lost Tuesday in Toronto. They lost Tuesday because Diekman threw 27 pitches. Dyson was used for the third straight day. They don't go more than three with any of their guys. And their closer, Sean Tolleson, blew the second save, and they're trying to get out of the inning. He threw 31 pitches. And so you go into it on Thursday, and you said, on Wednesday, and you say, okay, Colby, okay, you're going to have to give us all you can. And he did that. He seven innings was more than they could have expected. But they had to put the ball in Barnett's hands in the ninth inning. He's not the guy that's going to be there when the game counts. But what you're doing is, and there's a line managers have used through the years, is when you play the first half of the season, you're playing the second half of the season. In other words, and I know Jeff Banister with guys like Keela, he's fretted about the workload. Keela's now on the disabled list. Hopefully we'll be back at some point. But you have to manage the workload. I think that what separates a great manager is the guys that can manage the personalities and get an effort, and the guys that can manage the bullpen and keep the workloads nominal. And he just said, hey, if we've got to lose Wednesday, we're going to lose Wednesday. And there could be more of that. But, you know, that when they added Wilhelmsen, they had a monster bullpen because they looked at Wilhelmsen, Diekman, Dyson, Tolleson, and Keela, and they said, this is as good as anybody. And also, let's say, okay, it's bad. It continues. They've given up 18 home runs. They've lost nine games, and their ERA is 5. That's bad. That's terrible. But their farm system is so deep that just like last year when John Daniels added Diekman and Dyson, if you need to add a guy, you can add a guy. My point is, Rangers are in great shape.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. So, okay, Richard, thank you for pinch hitting for us. I will see you in just a little bit. Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.